What's your name?
Philip Bristowski.
When did you come to Lakewood? What year?
Like 55. Just.
Oh, 55. Where were you before that?
I was in Boston.
In Boston? By who? By which yeshiva?
By Reb Shaul Goldman. Reb Shaul Goldman was a Talmud from Reb Aaron Cutler.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeshiva.
He like one of the smithers that Reb Aaron Cutler gave.
Uh-huh. Where was he a Talmud? Here or in...
In Kletsk.
In Kletsk, uh-huh. And he made a yeshiva in Boston.
Yes, yeah, so he was like in Lakewood.
Yeah.
And then the yeshiva sent him to Boston.
There was somebody else there too, Leib
Hyman, but he came much later.
He came later. He started it.
Shulgo started on Intervale Street.
Uh-huh, Intervale Street.
Yeah.
You were from Boston?
No, I'm from New York. I went to Tevedah.
Oh, you went to Tevedah, so...
Yeah, Reb Shaul Gold... Reb Shaw in Tevedah.
Yeah.
So he's the one that sent me.
He sent you there.
Yeah, he was Amola Chavrusa with Reb Shaul Goldman.
In Kletz.
In Kletz.
Uh-huh. That's interesting. This Shaul Goldman, what happened to him?
He was nifta a few years ago.
I know, but what about his family? What happened? Where are they?
I don't know.
You don't know. But he was from New York, basically a New Yorker.
Reb Shaul Goldman?
Yeah.
He was like, he was a Yorkshire, he was a Kletzka.
I mean, but he ended up, I guess, after Boston, he came back to New York.
Oh, does? I'm not sure.
You don't know?
Yeah, he came back to New York.
Because I never heard of him before. Yeah. That's interesting, too, because it's good to know these things.
He went to Boston, and the yeshiva sent also Ryakov Gorelnik.
Oh, yeah, I remember that name came out. Yeah. He was nifta a few years ago.
Right.
He was also a Europeisha.
Right.
He went through the war, I think.
Yeah.
They had a big hesped for him once, yeah. Mm-hmm. So Rav Shaw sent you to Boston?
To Boston. Mm-hmm. I was there like for a year and a half.
And then you came to Lakewood?
Then I came to Lakewood.
Uh-huh. And when you came to Lakewood, that was like in 56, 57.
And like in between what happened was also that Hever from Lakewood came to Boston.
Uh-huh. Who came?
Who came from Denver, Wasserman.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if Kagan also came.
Which Kagan?
From Denver.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure if he came, but
uh-huh.
Wasserman came.
Yeah.
And Bernard. Who else came with Wasserman?
That's all right. So what happened to the whole operation in Boston?
So the Mesa was, it was going very good.
Yeah?
It was going very good.
But how many team members did they have there?
When we started, we had like 15.
15. Any reason why I picked Boston to make a yeshiva?
I would imagine maybe because you had out in Savitsky and you had out in Salavechik.
Uh-huh. I don't want to ask
you. But the Meister is we had nothing from them.
That's what I was going to say.
We had Mama Zero from them, so I don't know. You didn't have trouble
from them either.
Yeah, right. So I can't say they made a good
to
that because it would only be. The Buster Rebbe was there. He helped us.
He did help you. The one who's there now?
He's still there. No, he's already. I think he's not. Maybe he's there.
He goes out to Israel. Yeah, but that's his operations.
Yeah.
He must have been very young then.
He was younger. Yeah.
Uh huh.
He had a mikveh. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it was in that neighborhood.
Yeah. It was about 5-10 minutes walk.
Uh huh. Okay, so then when you came to Lakewood, what was the experience here?
So here, first of all, the Chevra were very known to everybody.
In Lakewood?
In Lakewood, everybody was very known. It was almost like a mishpach attack.
You felt very close.
Yeah.
Who were your chavruses here?
I had Naftali Reichmel Vashon was probably my first chavrusa. He was also in Boston. Nelson Nadel was in Boston.
Oh yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Osher Tester was in Boston.
Mm-hmm. He said nice to meet him there. Okay, so could you now when you came to Lakewood itself, it was like a home already. Did Rabban ever come to Boston?
Not that I remember.
Uh-huh. So what about your experiences with Rabban himself? What do you remember about that?
Oh, it's kind of like this here. With Rabban, there was Rafal Zucker.
I don't remember.
This Zucker that's in Lakewood now, with the buildings and so on?
No, it doesn't. Maybe I should know who it is, but it doesn't.
Yeah, in other words, building like these condominiums and all the...
He lives in Lakewood?
Right, he lives in Lakewood.
Zucker?
In Cohen Shul, Marshall, on the wall, there's a big sign there in the wall in the basement from Zucker.
I don't know. Where's he live? What neighborhood?
I don't know where he lives. Yeah.
Foyles look after put
yeah,
that down.
Yeah, he's very big in BMG also.
I don't remember something like that. Foyles look
His name is not Rufal, his father's was Rufal.
Oh, you're talking about the father?
Yeah.
The son? What's the father's name?
The father was Rufal Zucker.
Uh-huh. And the son's name, you don't know? Okay. I'll ask around already. I know what I have a lead that it's over.
Like all the, what do you call it? He's making a lot of...
That's not important.
So those big condominiums that they have now, those whole sections are by County Line Road.
Yeah,
he put that all up.
So I'm an Amoris. I don't know who these people are. Okay, so you had these. Now, what about the in Lakewood, you went to Shiurim?
Yeah, we went to Shiurim.
And how were they? What could you describe what they were like?
Well, kind of call like this. This much I could tell you.
Yeah.
That when the Shiva came, she used to come like either Thursday.
Yeah.
Or sometimes Friday morning, but mostly Thursday.
Yeah.
And he would leave like Sunday night or Monday morning or Sunday or something like that.
Yeah.
So when the yeshiva came to town, right? Even if he wasn't in the yeshiva, but if he was in the other building, in the dining room building, like in the base manager, go on 10 degrees higher.
Jimmy, it was like a emotional thing.
You felt such as the one as Avram Kaitis, you know, it's the Olam, it's like a Mishnah, it's too loud, you felt in the basement.
Uh-huh. You felt that
you
he
felt
was
his
here.
Presence, you know what I mean? Like,
you, didn't have to, you saw him or you knew he was there?
I'm telling you, but see, it's funny.
Yeah. Okay. Any other?
So this Zucker, this Zucker used to take care of the Shiva.
Uh-huh.
He used to delang him the food and the this and that, you know, like, he took care of him a lot.
Uh-huh.
So when he got sick, well, I know.
Who got sick?
Zucker.
Oh, yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
He was Nifta, a younger man.
Oh, that's why I don't know about him.
Yeah, Nifta, a younger man, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he married somebody from Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
He married someone from Baltimore. He was Nifter. So I took over his job of delanging to the Shiva.
Oh, that's a good position.
Yeah. In other words, when the Shiva came, Mrs. Berman used to set up his table.
Uh-huh.
She set it up and she...
What building was that in?
That was the dining room building.
Where was that now, approximately?
Approximately between the base medish and the new building.
Between them. There was a dining room that time too?
Not that. It was the dining room building, so we ate there. And the base medish was on Forest and 7th.
Right. But the new base medish was built after the dining room or before?
No, much after.
I mean, the dining room was there before the base medish was there.
Yeah, right. When they built the base medish, they took the dining room down.
They made another one.
Yeah.
So this is the third dining room down they have now.
What do you mean the third dining
room? Well, there was the old base medish.
Yeah, right. That was the dining room, and then they had a shtickle dining room in, in that building, that dormitory building there.
I don't remember that.
No, what do you call it? The Bentheim
building. Bentheim building,
the
Bentheim but that's, building. That doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah. And
okay. So what about the Shiurim themselves? What are they like?
What were they like? The mice is like this here, that I had somebody, Leib Taub from Philadelphia.
Right.
So he used to... He used to say the Chazor Sashir also.
Yeah.
But I used to go over with him the Maran Mekaymus.
Before?
Before.
Yeah.
So, like, I would walk home with him. I'd usually wind up by him Shabbos.
Uh-huh.
I'd walk home with him Shabbos, and after davening, and he would go over to Maran Mekaymus.
Mm-hmm. With the Leib Taub?
With Leib Taub, yeah.
Okay.
And he knew already the title from 4 years before, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. So he set you up?
Yes, he set me up for Shtickel. I mean, even with the setup, it wasn't so, you know, the Shira had gebite and gebite, you know, like...
Do you remember any interesting incidents with the Shiva that you could relate?
Oh, so... I told this right to a few people.
Doesn't matter.
So the mice was like this here. The Shiva...
Yeah.
Shiva, when he was sick, he had a cold.
Yeah.
So I put on an atomizer, that's what they call it, I think. No?
Yeah, right. That means for blows...
Blows Hadia. So he had a big room, the Shiva. His room was in the dining room building upstairs.
Yeah.
In other words, upstairs, the bottom was like the old base medish.
Yeah.
You know, which they really didn't use as a base medish anymore.
That's on 6th Street?
That's on 6th Street.
Uh-huh.
It was the old base medish and the dining room and the kitchen.
Mm. It's all one building.
All one building.
That was the Bentheim building?
No. It wasn't on 6th. The address is 617 6th Street, but yeah. It wasn't on 6th.
Uh-huh.
In other words, it was between 7 and 6th, really. Uh-huh. And you can go in from 7, you can go in from 6th.
In the middle?
Yeah, it was like in the middle.
Uh-huh.
It was like a driveway from one end to the other end.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, well, to me.
You're going to the downstairs, the dining room.
Oh, so Rashiva's room was upstairs.
Right.
And my room, Grade, and next to Rashiva's room, he had a very long room, Rashiva, a big room. And next to his room was a bathroom.
Yeah.
And on the other side of the bathroom was my room.
Uh-huh.
So this bathroom had a door to it from the hall and had a door from his bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So whenever he came, they closed the outside door.
Yeah.
And it was like his private bathroom.
Right.
So he was sick, he had a cold, right? He was in bed, so I wanted to... So I put on the atomizer.
Yeah.
But I wanted, you know, it's a big room, so you can't just let it go in the room, it won't do anything. So I put it like real close to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? And he's in bed with a safer.
Yeah.
And the thing is blowing at him, and he's sitting and wiping his eyelashes like a window wiper's. You know, wiping the glasses.
Yeah.
He managed like he didn't even have that something is there, you know what I mean? Like he was just going wiping and lighting.
Uh-huh.
Like it didn't...
He wasn't aware of anything else.
Yeah, he wasn't like not because he was, but he was a rangatan in what he was doing, you know, like...
It was focused.
Yeah, so it didn't bother him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't bother him, like, got it, that's his natural, you know, like you wipe back and forth to finish, like... That's what I was telling them. The Rashiva later, he had an accident.
Uh-huh.
So when he had the accident, so Butch Safinski was driving the car.
Uh-huh.
And it seems, I don't know, there was a patch of ice or something, maybe the car took a glitch, I'm not sure what, but the Rashiva pulled the handle from the door and he went right out.
Uh-huh.
He went out. So he came back to the Shiva. So I remember, like, I wanted to take his hand or something. He, like, shtuk me away.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if he shtuk me away because of the vegaton.
Yeah.
Or he shtuk me away. He didn't want anyone to know that something's wrong.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he went up to the room, Demels. And Demels, he started making appointments. You know, the doctors, and they took him to New York.
You mean this right after the accident?
Yeah, right after the accident.
He didn't go to the hospital, nothing?
No, he wasn't. He was upstairs in the dormitory, you know, in his room.
Yeah.
And then probably over Shabbos, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but then they made appointments for him and he went to the hospital in New York.
Uh-huh.
He didn't go to Lakewood to the hospital.
Uh-huh. It's like now, nobody wants to go to the hospital in Lakewood.
No, not else. First of all, Demos, you have to know it was even much smaller than it is now.
Uh-huh.
You know, so whatever it was, I mean, there's and for anything for the Rashiva, they're going to get like for the biggest actor.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Uh-huh.
So the Maisa is, he went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a broken collarbone.
Uh-huh.
He went to New York, so I went with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a bed for me in the hospital with him, next to him.
What hospital was that?
It was joint disease.
On east side?
It's east side, higher up, you know.
Yeah, 14th, something like that.
No, 60s.
Oh, yeah, right.
60s.
Beth Israel area.
No, Beth Israel is like 15, 16, 17.
Yeah.
This is like in 60, 62.
Oh, in the 60s, oh.
Yeah, I think that's where the 60s.
Yeah. Uh-huh. The Upper East Side.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, but I never slept in the bed.
Uh-huh.
I always sat on the chair.
Yeah.
So I couldn't call, he needed anything or not, but at night, whatever, he used to call me Leibish, and I was right there.
Uh-huh. That's an interesting experience itself. Anything to characterize that more?
Yeah, so when there was Epsa Shaila, the mice is like this here, that at one time he had like it's like a tube running, because he had Epsa, after that he had Epsa kidney stone also.
Mm-hmm.
So he had like tubes running.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember that Dai Schwartzman came up and they started talking to me, Ya machna bracha, nish machna bracha, you know, like
a bracha on what?
Bechlal brachas, you know, you have the tube, it's like...
Oh, I see, yeah.
So, that was, I remember the Rashiva gave, all of a sudden gave a shraya, it's like, oh, but tzitzis came in Trogan.
Yeah.
Shnell bring the tzitzis, you know.
Yeah, right.
She put on the tzitzis. But the Rashiva used to go over the doctors.
Yeah.
Disqualified for the Rashiva, really.
Yeah.
Because the Marshal, all the things that he started telling, you know, all the Rashiva told him, like, and all the old medicines, all the foos from the Gemara, as I write it, Altazachen, right?
Yeah.
He was Marshal disqualified because, like, what they had to, like, certain things that worked, the Rashiva had it for the Gemara.
Right.
Know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then, also, the Marshal, the Rashiva knew every single part of the body.
Mm-hmm.
Chase. So it wasn't just like he knew Mamish like every shit pit, like
I mean the what you call the anatomy.
The anatomy, he knew everything, I mean, like
where did he know it from? From the Gemara?
From the Gemara, right?
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he had such a, of course the Gemara really contains everything.
Avada, he like nuked color
tayde kula. Yeah, so if you know tayde kula, you know a lot of other things too.
That's all there is.
Right.
Not if you know that you know anything. That's all there is.
Uh-huh.
Everything else falls into line.
Yeah. It reminds me of something. I don't want to put a... Yeah, that's a very important point, because the Gemara says that itself. You know, the Gemara in Ksubis.
Yeah.
That says... L'shayin chachamim chachma. You know that Gemara? It's Kufiyat Gimel or Kufiyat Aleph, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
So the Gemara says, that why do you have to have other things? He says, because everything is there. The economy, this, medicine, else. Yeah. So the Gemara says that. So what I wanted to do was...
Not only that, she was clawed and everything.
Yeah.
There was
no... So whatever he approached was with the guns...
Yeah, that's why he had... But he was a clawkite also, like, yes, Mashiach, he answered, you know what I mean? Not the maybe, like...
He had everything always garbage.
Yeah, always garbage.
Yeah, on the spot. Okay, that's an important point.
So I'll tell you one or two Zachen, which I went with him also. Oh, so mice is like this. The mice was like, he wasn't eating, So I used to make sure to try to give him to eat, whatever.
Yeah.
Then I told the Everton she should bring ice cream.
Yeah.
So she brought ice cream.
Yeah.
So he said he never ate it in his life. I've got it. I'm a hasty mess. He's eating it, you know.
He never ate ice cream in his life.
Yeah.
Oh. Wait a second, you can see something. Yeah. Any other interesting things that happened?
So the mice was like before Asher Yom Kippur, I asked him for mechila, you know, because all the things were zichar gestup and this.
Yeah, right,
you know,
right.
He says no, and he says he knows I mean it for his good. You know, that makes it rather like, you know.
Okay. Any other?
So the mice is like this, that one of the things, after he had that collarbone, so he developed a kidney stone.
Yeah. While he was in the hospital?
Yeah, but also either while he was in the hospital, or when he went, it could be, I'm not sure. He went out, Le Marshall. Yeah, I think while he was in the hospital. While he was in the hospital, and so they transferred him to what do you call it, so maybe that's not what they transferred for. Because I remember with him that we had to watch the urine to make sure that maybe the kidney stone came out. We had to strain it and so on. So I'm not sure. So they, but anyhow, there was a shtickle site that he was by on the west side by Golding. You heard the name, Golding?
Yeah, sure. Dora Golding.
Yeah. So the shtickle site, he was by Golding there. They had like a very big... They lived on 86th
Street.
Off Broadway, absolutely. They had like a very big apartment.
Yeah.
He was there for a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
And then when he came back to Borough Park, so they gave him rooms upstairs on the fourth floor, the apartment. So again, we were with him. And then, so they had like this here, into the Santa Zach. I told it before, but I'll tell it again.
Yeah.
The Santa Zach. The mice was like this. I remember we were sitting with the Rashivas by the Rashivas table. The Rashiva, Mistuma, was upstairs, that was. And we were sitting downstairs, or maybe Rashiva went into another room, I'm not sure.
Who was with you?
Oh, so in that room was sitting Yankel Weisberg, Olav Shalom.
Yeah.
And some of the other Balabatim. And there was like a discussion, how should he had to go to Florida. They want him to go to Florida.
Yeah.
The discussion was how he should go.
Yeah.
So some people said, Rashiva Abadi has to go by plane.
Mm-hmm.
Then some people said, but that Everton used to get migraine headaches. So she would have to really go by train. So maybe they should go by train. So then somebody said, you know what, well, Esther Everton, let's see what she says. Milk that was like a 24-hour schlep, you know.
Right.
So they called in the Everton, she's standing by the Tish. And Esther Everton, like, you want to know how we should go? Is only game with trains, only game this way, that way, you know. So I remember she bent down, she gave a clap on the Tish.
Who said that?
Rebbetzin said it.
Herself?
Herself, and she walked out.
Wow.
Right?
So what happened in the end?
So the end is we went by train.
Oh, you did go by train?
Went by train.
That's still a big trip.
Yeah, went by train.
You went too?
I went too.
Where'd they end up?
What do you mean, where they
in Florida, where do you go?
Oh, on Collins and 42nd.
Collins, that's the main street.
That's the main street, 42nd Street.
Yeah.
And over there was like a... They had like, it was like a, they had like rooms,
mm-hmm.
had rooms, and they had like a desk service,
mm-hmm.
in other words, they supplied linen,
right.
could be, they made the beds, I'm not sure, but they supplied the linen,
yeah.
and you cooked yourself, and you did everything yourself,
right, right.
Yeah. And, you, and they had telephone service, you know, they have a telephone, and the room hooked up to the...
But to the desk.
To the desk, yeah. That was the thing.
Old fashioned.
Yeah. And there was like a yard in between. This building was built like on all four sides.
Mm-hmm.
All four sides was built out with an entrance like... with an entrance from the building itself to the yard.
Yeah.
And then there's an entrance to go out from the yard. You could go out to the street. But that was like a... A gate, you know, like a mm. gate,
yeah.
type of gate thing, and that was always locked.
Mm-hmm.
So the mice is like, so there was nobody really in the yard.
Yeah.
They had chairs there, you know, with umbrellas,
yeah.
tables,
yeah, right.
umbrellas.
But beach chairs.
Beach chairs, yeah, but nobody was there really.
Yeah.
So I took the Rashiva down to the yard.
Yeah.
I figured let him learn in the yard.
Right.
Took him down to the
what
yard.
What month of the year was that?
What?
What month was that?
That was before Purim.
Uh-huh.
Florida, it's very, very
yeah.
warm.
Yeah. That's the best time.
Yes, so I took him down to the yard.
Yeah.
And he brought his Robertus to write.
Huh?
He was writing.
Mm. So, yeah.
Without any swarm.
Baha.
Just writing. All day.
Baha, everything was about Baha.
Everything, just writing, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, how long did it take? That in between, I remember, I used to take his pen and run upstairs and fill it with ink.
Yeah. Oh, these pens I had then. Yeah.
So he used out the ink, right? So I ran
right.
up and I filled it once, twice. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't know why I didn't bring the ink down.
Yeah.
I have a mice, a cach have a mice.
Yeah, okay.
So I was so despoiled from him.
Yeah.
That's all he was doing, was sitting and writing. He didn't look up, he didn't look to the side.
Yeah.
Nothing, like he walked in, he didn't look, nothing. He just sat and wrote.
He didn't have any sperm there at all?
Nothing, nothing. Just wrote. Mm. So yes, Rashiva, schreibt the Rashiva, as I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he says he's writing from 40 years ago. Yeah, I'm on the phone. Downstairs. He's writing from 40 years
yeah.
ago. We didn't have the shiurim, they didn't have a chance to write down. He's writing them now.
So he remembered the shiur from 40 years
ago? 40 years ago. Now he remembers. He didn't have to sit and mitzvahs upon the shiur.
He just wrote straight.
Just sat straight and wrote. Just,
yeah.
You didn't see him think a tract or this or that, nothing. Just wrote.
Tell me, in Florida, they had minyanim of a shiur we went?
So, we went to the shul there on 47. So 42nd Street is further down.
Yeah, yeah, the big shul.
Yeah, the big shul where later what's the name?
I know, right. Yeah.
Shapiro,
right. right.
But Shapiro wasn't the yeshiva that one.
Right.
It was a coil there.
Yeah. That's where the coil was now.
Yeah.
Over the next door.
At the Shabbos, we had a minyan by the yeshiva.
In the house. Didn't have a sefer Torah though.
So that we still brought a sefer Torah.
Uh-huh. And who was in the minyan? Who were the people?
Tiviak was there. Tiviak Olvashom.
Leib Tiviak.
What? Leib Tiviak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He was in Florida then.
He was raising funds, probably.
Yeah, raising funds.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you some ices with that. Ices with that also.
Yeah.
What used to be was like this here. I had rented a car.
Yeah.
Right, so that I can take the shiva to where he had to go and pick
right.
up stuff that they need and whatever.
Right.
You know. So at the same time, in Tashkenutz, that label Tiviak, when he had it, was like a... He wanted to bring a Baal Bas to a shiva.
Yeah.
So I'd go and pick him up.
Uh-huh.
Pick him up with the Baal Bas, Baal Bat, whatever,
yeah.
and bring him to a shiva. So I remember we were sitting in the car. I picked up two guys, with him from the hotel.
Yeah.
And I hear them talking on the way. He says, like, it's going to cost some big money now. I said, what's coming down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
Yeah.
So he comes into a shiva.
Yeah.
And he tells the shiva that... So the shiva was like this here. He started bringing the rayas from Hazokas HaTayra. So he started off, he brought rayas from Chumash.
You mean he knew what to tell them without asking them?
What do you mean, what's
the like, they didn't, who, why did he, like, he's giving them, because he's talking to them to be able to get money from them.
Well, that's a,
yeah, so I'm saying, so he...
Yeah, if I'm coming from Syria.
Right, so they knew before what they're there for.
Yeah. So he brought him rayas from Chumash.
Yeah.
And then from Tanakh.
Yeah.
And then from the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Then from the Gemara.
Uh-huh.
He brought like from, he worked to say the way day.
Like a shear.
Yeah, he brought the ice from all over.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
And then they finished talking, shalom, goodbye.
Yeah.
And they walked out with nothing.
Nothing.
So, it happened once, I'm not sure how many times it happened, but it happened once, is that Mizea. It bothered me very stark.
They mutchered for nothing.
No, not that. It bothered me very stark because here the chevra themselves are saying it's going to cost them money.
Yeah.
So they're prepared. Well, I told the shiva like this. I told the shiva, look. No, I spoke first with the Rebbetzin.
Yeah.
The Rashiva, the Talmud used to run around to the offices to shaft money.
Yeah.
Went with the Kapishin, said like this, himself, whatever. And here, they're coming to him and they're coming to give. Is all the Rashiva has to do, so I tell the Rashivas, all you have to do is you have to tell them an amount.
Uh-huh.
And I'll tell you how much to tell them.
Uh-huh.
In other words, of course, when they're sitting in the back of the car, so I hear him telling that less than $10,000, it's not going to, he can't get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So I made up the Rashiva that I'll be saying, in other words, let's say you came in from the outside, right?
Yeah.
You come in, and then you walk, let's say 10, 15 feet,
yeah.
Then there's a desk there,
yeah.
And the Rashiva's sitting behind the desk,
yeah.
behind the table, and back him is like windmills, whatever.
Yeah.
And so we sat chairs for them, in front of the Rashiva.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood in back of them.
Yeah.
Right? So their back was to me.
Yeah.
And the Rashiva was facing me.
Yeah.
So I'm making with my hands the whole time to show the Rashiva, how much.
Yeah, what the price is.
Yeah, what the price is. Nothing. The same spiel again.
Uh-huh.
And one of the Balbatin tells him, is the guy that used to they made stones.
Uh-huh. Monuments.
No, stones.
Diamonds.
Bricks, if I...
Oh, bricks,
Concrete blocks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Forgot his name already.
Yeah, all right.
So he tells the shiva, he was in Netz Israel by the Panavisha.
Yeah.
He says, so the Panavisha Rav, so they were building the building.
Yeah.
But he told him that maybe he'll take care, he's experienced.
Yeah.
He'll order for them, he'll do for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so he figured, all right, he'll help them out, he'll see what they need, he'll order for them. So he ordered this. So the nicer was, there was a bill for $80,000.
Yeah.
The Panavisha Rav told him, you ordered it, right?
Yeah.
To pay for it,
Yeah.
So he paid for it, like a fafal, he paid for it.
Uh-huh.
He didn't order Lachatchila to pay for it, but he paid for it.
Uh-huh.
He's telling this to Rashiva, you know what I mean?
He told it to Rashiva.
Yeah, so such a guy is not an old man.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, again, he walks out and says, I'll get at the whole speed, again, he gives him all the eyes, they walk out with nothing.
Uh-huh.
So after that, I come back, I come to the Rashiva, and the Rebbe's staying there, and the Rashiva gets up, and he says, I ask the Rashiva, so he says, Loz Mechop. he got very mad, like very red, you know.
Yeah.
He picked up and said, Los Mechab, Hom Sie Schussen, Bell Sie Geben. Hom Sie Nicht Kann Schussen, Bell Sie Nicht Geben.
Uh-huh.
That's it. And that ended that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, sir?
So, but eventually they gave, probably.
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. Hold a sec, somebody's banging my door. Wait. Somebody, I don't know, nobody was there.
That's like a Ken Benton.
Yeah.
He would have asked and they would have given him.
Yeah. But he wouldn't do that.
He wouldn't do that.
He depends all on the schism.
Yeah, he...
Okay.
It's like the Shiva really didn't know, like, a Tzura Matbeya, what it looked like, you know? Like, even though he was the main fundraiser, this and that, right? But he really had no shyness to it.
It was on purpose, or he just didn't want to bother with it?
No. He was a Shiva. He was a... He was cool to tell you, he was a flam fire.
I said, but these people, he knew these people there to get money from them.
Yeah, good, but he felt, for some reason he felt, I'm just supposed to be on the game. In other words, he felt his Stadlis is there, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Now, he was really good about it, you know what I mean?
He wasn't like depressed over it.
No, the Shiva, you should know, jolly with every penny.
Uh-huh.
And,
Okay. Any other remembrances?
What?
Yeah, like other things happened. I mean, I want to get more.
I drove him to New York once.
Yeah.
So on the way, I'm not sure if I drove or somebody else was driving. Maybe somebody else, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So on the way, there was a lot of construction.
Yeah.
So she was like, up this pilot, she said, give her a cookie, says, how much the machadish, right?
Yeah.
The welt.
Yeah.
And Taita is upset, there's a cheshem in the Gemara, how many times bigger the Taita is than the welt?
Uh-huh.
Biffle would have machadish like the Taita.
He looked at that, so that's like an example, a kavachoma.
Yeah, yeah. But he felt it, you know what I mean? It's two things. He felt that they're being machadish in the welt, and he felt that as in Taita as a zaitel gresser.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
he gave over that hashkofa.
Yeah, yeah. Not only the hashkofa, but he to him, we probably don't even notice something's going on. Like, you know, God is they're building, but he saw it was like Chiddush in the welt. You know what I mean?
He had a blick.
Right, right.
A certain blick that people wouldn't be aware of.
Right.
Because everything was Torah, and everything was tussle to that.
Right, right.
So this is from the tussle.
Yeah.
Because people got in the spoil from all of these achans. He said, the spoil is Torah, the rest is background. Yeah. Very good. Okay. Any more?
I had a very close friend that was Yeshua Asaf.
Sure, I know him very well.
Yeah, yeah.
He's my introduction to Lakewood.
Oh.
No, when I came to Lakewood, I had to stop the machine 1 second. Yeah, I tried to get an interview from him too, but he was reluctant.
Oh, he has a lot.
He didn't want to. He gave me other people. He gave me other people. So, but the tragedy was that his children came to me afterwards. They assumed I had an interview from him. I said, no, I got nothing. They wanted it from the father. They didn't have it.
Yeah.
All right, can I tell you? So, what are you going to say about him?
So when he came from Eretz Yisrael, so there was, he had to really go to the army.
Right. I know about that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was, I remember, so the Shiva worked it out.
Yeah.
Then we went to Tress together.
Michael Tress.
Michael Tress. I remember we brought bottles of schnapps. Tress should have schnapps to give
to the officials.
The officials, whatever, you know, to Kajunta Missal.
Yeah.
Because I remember when we went down to the duty course, I took his passport in my pocket and all that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shouldn't be able to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were looking for him?
No, but he was overdue.
I mean, he didn't have a visa.
Right, he was overdue.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Rashiva wanted him to stay.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we made up after such a maaser that he's very sick.
Uh-huh.
And Yaakov Kopel Berlowski lived on Clifton Avenue and 2nd Street.
What's his name?
Yaakov Kopel Berlowski.
Berlowski. Don't remember him. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know about him because I wanted to interview him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He should also have for you, good.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but I never got him.
Berlowski.
Yeah, I have him. I have him on my list.
Yeah. So he lived on Clifton, saying on top of Wolkoff.
Yeah.
Wolkoff's not there anymore.
No, but a lot of Jungalai used to live on Clifton Avenue, on top of the stores.
Yeah, I lived on there later on. I lived there also.
Yeah.
But, so I remember we had, for some reason, maybe forgotten in the beginning, you know, I imagine that Rashiva probably held him out, you know, because Rashiva wanted very stark, he should live there.
Who should buy?
Asaf.
I should stay in Yeshiva, of course.
That's
what he came here for.
No, but he wanted he shouldn't go back.
So you saw.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So nice what they did. I guess there was notices that he had to come back with a whole lot of, so what they did.
What year was that?
Probably 56, 57.
Uh-huh.
So what they did
is
they kept him in Berlowski's apartment.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a doctor there in town.
Oh. What was his name?
He'll tell me some name.
Tobin?
Dr. Tobin, maybe too.
Zinkin?
Zinkin.
Yeah.
That was Dr. Zinkin gave like prescriptions.
Yeah, right.
For like a person that's always dead.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that's what we had.
Yeah.
And we filled them.
Uh-huh.
Filled the prescription. And we told the IRS, whatever it was, we told them that,
immigration.
Immigration. Tell them that there's Geisesen, you know.
Geisesen Sakana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But, remember, she used to seem like something before Yontar. She would just stick his hands into his vest pocket.
Yeah.
Pull out money, give him, he should go buy shoes, he should do this.
Uh-huh.
And that.
Yeah.
She would like him very much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. He did this for other people too?
What, Shiva?
Yeah,
he did. He had a few people too.
Yeah. That's our stuff. Okay, any others? Incidents?
Now, this I remember, I used to ride by with the Rashiv in the car.
Yeah.
So we went on 7th Street.
Yeah.
It's a chever like lunchtime, you know, they were playing football or something.
Yeah.
The Rashiv would put his hat down over his eyes.
Yeah.
And that's how we'd ride by.
He didn't want to see it?
He didn't want they should get for Hashem.
Uh-huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was very stark Macbeth on Mrs. Berman.
Yeah.
Al Salmona.
The cook.
Was very...
Yeah. I think the...
Bechlal, every time he came down, he went into the Shabbos, he went first into the kitchen to say good Shabbos.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Anything by the meals that were interesting, Ban Shabbos?
She liked the Gina a lot.
Yeah. So who sang there? Who was the Baal Menachem?
They had, guy in the Queens now, he used to, Getzel Rosenblatt.
It wasn't like the Rosenblatt, the Chasma.
No, Getzel Rosenblatt.
Yeah.
He had like a Zisa curl, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Any particularly in the Gunami likes? Yeah.
But you'll get a hold of this Getzel Rosenblatt, he'll have what to tell you.
Put that down. Queens, you say. He's in Queens now?
Yeah.
Jackson Behar. What's his English name?
I don't know his English name.
Huh. Well, sometimes they're not.
You'll ask around this year.
Yeah,
he is. I'm sure they have money.
Huh.
Who else? I'll tell you who else to ask.
Yeah.
You can ask Moshe Shimon Mendelowitz.
I got him.
Okay.
He was very good.
Oh. You get Cookie Hoffman.
No. Oh. Cookie Hoffman. Was he in time with us?
His brother, I think, was in time with us.
Uh-oh.
Maybe he wasn't there with us also.
He was working in the office, not him, somebody else.
What?
There was a guy Hoffman in the office.
No, no.
That's not, but it must be, because that name reminded me of something.
No.
Uh-huh. Hoffman. But, yeah.
I'll tell you who can give you a gewalt.
Yeah?
Yosef Kaufman.
I have it.
You spoke to him?
Yep. He gave me a gewalt. Yeah, he got very emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. He got so emotional he couldn't continue.
Okay. I gotta hang now.
Okay, let me just make... Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you.